1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And just in case you didn't know, we have the latest here from the state of Florida. The federal judge has refused to stop the manual recount. The manual recount will go on till at least 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and the Democrats are in court arguing that that should continue past 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And I think they're arguing that it go at least until the deadline for the absentee ballots, which is Friday. And so we've got lawyers. We have judges. We got ourselves a good old-fashioned American thing that's going on. Nothing different from anything else that everybody else. You see, the next time you want to sue somebody, take a look at this. Okay? I mean, every time you get these courts and these judges and everybody else involved in this, I'm not saying I hate lawyers. I like lawyers, personally. I've got a whole bunch of them. I hire them all the time. They're just nice guys. I like hanging around with them. I like listening to them talk, and I like their intelligence. But, frankly, not always the brightest people are behind the attorneys that are standing there in the courtrooms. Somebody's got a bunch of lunkheads and people that don't mean well manipulating those guys. Am I calling them mouthpieces? Not at all. But sometimes it happens. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is on the line with us with some... Do you have some news, too, Margaret?
Phil, I do have news, and it's from California, and it does not have to do with the election.
Okay, that's what I wanted to... But you said it had to do with Bush and Gore.
It does have to do with George Bush. And, Phil, the best way to break this news to you is to give it to you straight. I know it did break in California earlier today. Things have been moving so fast. As you know, Barbara Streisand, Rosie O'Donnell, and... Robert Altman have already spoken. They have said they will leave the country if George Bush is elected. We now have, Phil, Martin Sheen, a marvelous artist, an amazing vehicle for all of us as an actor. He of Apocalypse Now, he of Badlands, he of Sweet Hostage, with another young marvelous performer, Linda Blair. I think that this amazing and compassionate Roman Catholic man is a bright light for all of us.
And all right, Margaret, you're going to have to tell me. Excuse me.
I hope that isn't the same bog that Jeff was using.
No, it's not the same bog, no. I took a sip of water there and it went down the wrong way. You have to tell me right now what it is what you're talking about. You said this isn't about the election.
It is about George Bush, though, Phil.
All right, well, what is it?
Well, Martin Sheen came out today and has informed, and I think in a very compassionate way, has told the governor of Texas that he is a white-knuckle alcoholic. So the word is out now, and it remains to see what the governor of Texas is going to do. If he joins a 12-step program now, or will he wait until after a decision is made on the election, I don't know. But Martin Sheen, Phil, I think we're all fortunate, obviously, to have him. He is himself an alcoholic, a recovering alcoholic. He is himself a recovering abuser and substance abuser. He used for a long time.
And what besides alcohol, what did he use?
Basically, Martin Sheen, Phil, I think, was a pillhead. He was known around Hollywood as a pillhead, a fairly consistent user of pills. When he walked into an office for an audition, they knew he was a pillhead, and it was a very sad part of his life, I'm sure. He has written about it, and he's spoken about it. But he is cleaned up now, and we do have this wonderful actor to give us some sense of who we are. I think it's what the actor does. But getting it back to George W. Bush, it's now in his corner. The ball is in his corner, and we're all looking to see what will happen.
All right, Margaret Gray is on the line with us. She is the author of A Little Bird Told Me, which is a nationally syndicated newspaper column in 150 newspapers nationwide. And she's talking about Martin Sheen, who you say was a pillhead.
So he is clean and sober now.
No, I know he's clean and sober, and I agree with you. He's a good actor. You're saying that he made the statement that George W. Bush is a, what did you call it?
It's a white-knuckle alcoholic.
What does that mean?
A white-knuckle alcoholic, as far as I could find from Marty's comments, is one who does not go through any kind of program, does not go through any kind of treatment, does not utilize the 12 steps, for instance, Phil, of AA.
Oh, okay. So in other words, he's gutting it out.
He's gutting it out. he is, you know, he's squeezing the armchair. They call it white-knuckle sobriety. According to Marty Sheen, it is not very healthy. It is a disaster waiting to happen. And what I am saying, and I know that that many of us are saying, Marty Sheen has spoken. George W. Bush could be our next president. And I think, Phil, I'm speaking for all of us when I say, I don't think we want our next president waking up in a puddle of his own vomit. Now,
that's a little extreme. You're saying...
No, it's not extreme. If this man is an alcoholic, I don't want the next president of the United States waking up, swallowing his own vomit, tasting chunks of a beef broth that he had hours before.
And I think you're being extremely... I don't know. It's. I think you're really going overboard.
Phil, I am talking about the well-being of this country, and you have a president who, forgive me, Phil, but his breath is like rotten eggs, and his face sticks to his pillow in the morning because he puked in the middle of the night and wasn't even sober enough to get up and clean and wipe the sheets off.
That I think you are being really extreme.
I'm being very realistic, Phil. This is what America is looking... Marty Sheen has told us in his comments to the press today and in his comments in the past. And again, Phil... This is a man...
All right, hold on for a minute. I want to say something here. Martin Sheen is an actor and a good one. Martin Sheen, you say, is a former pillhead. So if he's a former pillhead, I don't know what he knows about alcoholism, but let's just say that...
Well, it's all the same thing. You have to give over. You have to say you're powerless. Marty Sheen did it. Why isn't George W. Bush doing it? Why? Why?
Because he's put down. He's quit. He quit drinking at the age of 40. He has 14 years of sobriety under his belt.
He is a white, according to Marty Sheen, he's a white-knuckle alcoholic.
And well, whatever. According to Martin Sheen, he's a white-knuckle alcoholic. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the governor himself is not enjoying his sobriety.
Phil, let me tell you something. Marty Sheen knows that it's really a matter of time before George W. Bush slips and swallows his own vomit or begins drinking Listerine. These are things...
Wait a minute. You're talking about guys that drink Listerine are Skid Row drunks. They're...
Oh, really? Kitty Dukakis, hello. Kitty Dukakis.
All right. All right, I don't know.
You don't know, Phil, so please allow me to finish my thought.
I'm saying that I don't think George W. Bush is going to start drinking Listerine.
You don't know, do you?
No, I do not.
All right, Phil, what I'm saying, this is a marvelous gift. He is terribly busy with West Wing and the other appearances that... I was shocked when Debbie Gill over at AP called me and said that Marty had made a comment about George Bush. And I'll tell you something else, Phil. Step two is for George Bush to get to an AA meeting, toot sweet, and begin to do what Marty Sheen has been suggesting, quit white-knuckling it.
All right. Can you hold on for a minute, Margaret, because we need to talk a little bit more.
I know, but I'm waiting for a call from Debbie, so if I have to click over...
That's fine. Margaret Gray is with us. We're talking about Martin Sheen's comments today, or over the weekend, excuse me, that George W. Bush is a white-knuckle... he has white-knuckle sobriety, meaning that he is a guy who needs AA. Otherwise, he may slip and go back to drinking. 1-800-449-8686. She kept talking about Marty Sheen like it was a missile from the Pope. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray is with us. She is a writer of the nationally syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me. We're talking with her about Martin Sheen's comments this past weekend that George W. Bush is a white knuckle alcoholic. He has white knuckle sobriety, and what that means is he hasn't been to any 12-step program. He hasn't been to AA. His sobriety is just based on willpower. Let me ask you, Margaret, before we take a phone call here, what's wrong with willpower?
Well, first. First of all, Phil, Marty Sheen said in his comments that it's better to be in a 12-step program. As you know, Marty Sheen was a pillhead, drank Listerine. I think he drank shaving lotion. He pretty much went down a lot of roads. Sterno, NyQuil, lighter fluid. He went down some frightening, frightening roads.
And okay, so what does that have to do with the question?
Phil, the question is, what's wrong with willpower? Marty Sheen says, because he made his comments this past weekend, we can't ignore one of our fine actors.
And yes, so what? So he's saying what?
White knuckle sobriety is not the way to go. You have to go the route of a 12-step program. That's according to Marty. That's good enough for me.
I'm going to have to ask you along the line somewhere here if you've ever had DUIs.
I'm a social drinker, Phil.
Okay. Have you had DUIs?
So what? So what if I had? I'm not condemning George Bush for his drinking. I'm saying he needs help, and we are all blessed that Marty Sheen is giving it.
So you've had DUIs?
So what?
Well, to me, that's an indication of a drinking problem.
So what?
So what? So maybe you should have a 12-step program.
So what if I do? So what? I don't understand the point.
Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you should quit drinking.
Maybe you should.
I'm not. I don't have DUIs, do I?
Maybe you will.
Well, maybe I will, but I'm not out driving and drinking and running around and putting myself in that position, okay?
So?
Oh, Jesus. All right, 1-800.
Phil, you know, this is about what Marty feels is best for George W. Bush. Not what you think or what I think.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Westchester County on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Where do you get these people that you're putting on the air? What kind of radio show is this that someone can get on the air and start drawing?
Oh, I see. And so, in other words, you have all the answers.
I've been listening to your name chatter. Oh,
my name chatter.
Minutes.
I happen to know Marty Sheen. Number one. Number
two. I don't care.
I know
what
you
went
through.
Know. It
I know what
you
went through.
Who you know?
Do you drink?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact.
And how do we know that's true?
Never mind what he does. It's not about what he does. It's about.
Why are you questioning me? I'm not questioning you. But the amazing thing is, first of all, if Rosie O'Donnell and Marty Sheen and Alec Baldwin want to leave the country because they don't get their way, fine.
Oh,
second
really?
All,
we lose three of our finest performers. Our finest performers. Marty Sheen is one of our finest actors.
Oh, what has he done for society? What has he done for society?
He's helping George Bush stop drinking
lightly. He's helping George Bush, and you're pointing out that we can't have a president who might wake up in his own vomit, but you have no problem, I assume, with a president who sold our military secrets to a foreign enemy called China.
Well, that's no president that I've heard of.
What?
No president that I've heard of has ever done that, number one.
Have you ever heard of Bill Clinton?
Oh, excuse me, I thought Al Gore was running for president. I must be wrong.
No.
Must be Bill Clinton attending a Buddhist monk fundraiser. You would rather have George Bush in the White House drinking lighter fluid. That's really adult.
You would rather have Al Gore.
That's very adult.
You would rather have Al Gore cohorting with the Chinese military, taking money from the likes of Johnny Tree, Charlie...
Why not? What's wrong with that?
It's illegal!
No, it's not illegal if you use it for good things.
All right,
wait, let's stick to the point here.
Justify the means.
Let's stick to the point.
You're showing your true colors, you communist.
Let's stick to the... Okay, you got to be kidding me, sir. How old are you? Oh, 45. That figures.
No, I'm 32. What does that have to do with anything?
Why'd you tell the screener you were 45?
I didn't. I told him I was 32.
In Westchester County?
In Westchester County.
This guy says 45 on the screen.
Well, somebody can't type. We should probably get him down.
Phil,
to the
you know something?
Palace.
I think this is interesting that this caller calls up, lies to the people producing your show to get on.
Oh,
number
my
one.
God. Why would I lie about my age?
You lied. And I will tell you.
All right, well, never mind. The
oh
point that.
God,
never mind.
You're
the,
an idiot,
the point.
Woman.
I'm an idiot. Let me ask you something. So, in other words, it's perfectly fine with you if George Bush, who has his finger on the button, who is the holder of American secrets, gets himself wasted at a state dinner and starts spilling his guts to a member of the Arab.
Excuse
of the
me,
Arab area.
The
man has not had a drink in 14 years. I come from a family of people who have quit drinking.
I believe that.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Well, that may well be, but you're the one who said you come from a family of drunks, is basically what you're saying.
He didn't say that. He said he comes from a family.
Phil, I heard what
he
said.
I come from a family of people who have quit drinking.
Why'd they quit drinking unless they were sucking sterno?
Oh, my God.
You don't
God.
Have to be sucking sterno.
You are such an
really
extremist.
Am.
That's
you know,
unbelievable.
Now, you're the
you,
one
you
that
draw,
brings
you
up...
You can draw some unbelievable...
In other words, it's all right to drink a pint of Southern Comfort and grab the keys to Air Force One and go for a joyride. That's
There's
all right.
There's no proof of that.
That's okay with you, right?
There's
Is that all right?
No proof of that.
Wait a minute. Nobody has grabbed the keys to Air Force One and gone for a joyride yet. All right?
George W. Bush is a white-knuckle alcoholic. Who could
and
slip?
You are in white
who could
knuckle
slip,
moron.
Could slip and drink a pint of Southern Comfort.
The
and
man
the next thing
had
you know,
a drink in 14 years. There's no evidence that he would slip.
And
I haven't had a drink in 6 years. You want to call me an alcoholic?
And he comes mincing down the steps of the White House in a skirt, going woo-hoo, woo-woo.
This is,
and
you know
to
what,
you,
know
to
this
you, that's
worth,
all right.
This
that's
isn't
all right.
Worth what I'm paying for the cellular minutes to argue.
You know something?
You.
That's all right with you. The president embarrasses the entire country.
You know what you're doing, Margaret? Is you are projecting all kinds of behavior onto a man who hasn't done any of this stuff yet. You're saying
Marty Sheen says that he's a white knuckle alcoholic. And Marty Sheen was one of the biggest pill heads in this town.
All right, well, that gentleman hung up, so...
But because he can't stand the truth. Phil, this is what's going on with a lot of these Republicans. They can't stand the truth. I am the...
Marty Sheen might have been a pill head. Marty Sheen might have been sucking transmission fluid. What's that got to do with George Bush, who's never done any of the things that you're saying? And
if he's white-knuckling it, he could. That's what Marty Sheen said.
Well, whoopee-doo!
Oh, I get it.
You get what?
Jealous. Is that it?
I'm jealous.
Yes. Isn't that it? You're jealous now? I'm bringing up Martin
Sheen. Wait. How am I jealous? I'm jealous of Martin Sheen.
Sure. Going out and having dinner with Dwight Yoakam, Gary Oldman's coming to watch the show. Maybe you want to work your way into films? Is that it?
Let me tell you something, Margaret. You had better shut up or I'm going to hang up on you right now.
Yes, sir.
Don't bring up any people that have been in to watch the show, and don't bring up any of my aspirations.
Yes, sir.
That's unconscionable, untenable, and completely without any foundation in what we're talking about. Because I don't happen to go along with your opinion of, excuse me, Marty, is it? Marty Sheen.
His friends call him Marty.
Are you a friend of his?
I've seen him at parties.
Are you a friend of his?
I've seen him at parties.
Okay, so let's avoid that question. Here is Blackwood, New Jersey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Ma'am.
I just wanted...
1-800-449-8686. Here is Kalamazoo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. This lady from out in Hollywood, she's just like all the other people out in Hollywood, she's out of touch with reality.
Okay.
She couldn't know from Adam.
I see. In
what,
Kalamazoo, Michigan,
yes,
you're really right in the wheelhouse of reality
there.
Right. Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. Why George
Marty
Bush...
Marty Sheen said...
George Bush... Shut up and let me talk.
Oh, don't tell me to shut up. Just
all right.
Because you're
well,
a man.
I'm talking. Don't interrupt
oh,
me,
I see.
You
there's
idiot.
A, there's a man telling a woman what to do. I love
okay.
that.
Let
I
me
really
talk.
Love how the big
okay.
man comes in and...
Well, if you'd please. Shut up and let the guy say something...
Thank you.
I've got nothing but men telling
Thanks,
me to shut
Phil.
Up. That's wonderful. That's great. That's how you
Why
treat
is
women
it
in Michigan,
that George
huh?
W. Bush carried, he may have carried, not carried
Michigan.
The popular vote when you add
That's
in the masses of idiots that live down in the
For
inner cities and the
I
masses
know,
of drug
George
addicts
Bush's drunken
and minorities that live out in Hollywood
white
and Miami.
Alcoholics were counting the vote.
Hey,
Bush is on the edge
Al
of wandering
Gore's
drunk
the biggest
around the Rose
dope
Garden.
That ever lived. Al Gore...
You know something, George W. Bush
actors,
is
what about
on the
Tommy
edge.
Lee Jones?
He's on the
hey,
edge
what
of wandering drunk around
said,
the Rose Garden with his hand in a jar of Vaseline.
Tommy
Do you
Lee
want
Jones
that?
Said, quote, that Al
Do you
Gore
want
smoked
that?
Pot all the way through college.
Hey, sir, let's do this. You know what? Smoking pot in college was a very common thing back then. And if that really shocks, if that shocks you, then you ought to move to another country.
It
yeah,
happen.
See you later. 1-800-449. So what if he smoked dope? So you guys are smoking your own. Well, never mind. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I love it. So we got Jeff in there, and he hangs up on somebody. Then they call back, and they appeal to me. Hey, Phil, the guy hung up on me. Hey, if he hung up on you, hung up on you. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us, a writer of A Little Bird Told Me, the nationally syndicated column. We're talking about what Martin Sheen said about George Bush, George W. Bush over the weekend. Martin Sheen, the actor. And he basically said that...
You know, I think it's interesting you have to explain who he is, Phil. He's one of our finest artists. And
yeah, well, so a lot of people haven't seen Apocalypse Now or whatever else he did. What was that other one? The one with Linda Blair?
Oh, Sweet Hostage. Marvelous film.
Yeah, Melissa's in there right now saying it was a pile.
Well, you know something? I don't know who this Melissa is, but she needs to get out and see a few more movies. Nobody wants to see a Bush-Cheney romp naked across the East Lawn, hand in hand, carrying a cooler of margarita mix. And
well, you got nothing to base this stuff on, is what we're saying. We're talking about Martin Sheen saying that George W. Bush is a white-knuckle alcoholic. St. Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah,
very good, sir.
I got a question. Martin Sheen is saying George Bush is a white-knuckle alcoholic, and that makes him a real big risk to go back into being...
Absolutely.
Back into alcoholism. How many people that are in a 12-step program, how many people that are in AA end up slipping back into alcoholism?
Not as many.
Do you know? Do you have any idea on statistics on that?
Yeah, about one out of every 300,000. Okay.
Okay.
So George Bush, without being in a 12-step program...
Turn the radio down, sir. Sir,
okay.
Turn the radio down. Go ahead, Margaret.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
George Bush, without being in a 12-step program, runs the risk of walking into his garage, literally, and drinking lighter fluid. Do you want that?
Why would he walk into his garage and drink lighter fluid?
Because he could have a slip. He could go back to drinking.
Because if he had a sip of alcohol, he could go back to drinking, so he would drink lighter fluid instead?
There's alcohol in it.
But he's an adult. If he wants to have a drink of alcohol...
All right, sir, you apparently don't understand. He's an alcoholic, but thanks for calling. Here is Tucson on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
You know, he could drink Laura's hairspray.
Yeah, Tucson, go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Are you an alcoholic?
I've got a question for Margaret.
I just want to ask you, are you an alcoholic?
Am I an alcoholic?
Yes, sir.
I haven't had a drink in over 11 years.
So you are an alcoholic?
I'm a recovering alcoholic. There is a difference.
Okay, well,
I have a question for Margaret. If she'll shut up long enough.
Can I just ask you one more question, then I'll shut up?
Ask me a question, then will you shut up
until
I'm done talking?
Did you drink shaving lotion?
I can't hear you.
Did you drink shaving lotion?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Yes, sir.
Because I had plenty of Jack Daniels and beer readily available.
When they pulled your blood at detox, was it straight Applejack, 100
I didn't
proof?
Go to detox. Mm. I decided I needed to quit drinking.
What do you mean straight Applejack, 100 proof?
His blood.
All right, sir, go ahead with your comments.
Okay, I would like to ask Margaret why she thinks that Martin Sheen is an authority on the subject just because he's a recovering alcoholic.
Well, because at
wait a minute,
one time
let me finish asking my question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I didn't think you were...
I'm not, you know...
Alcoholics ramble, and I didn't know if you were finished.
Okay, I'm familiar with 12-step programs, and I want to know why you think that Martin Sheen is an authority on the subject just because he's in a 12-step program.
Because he was one of the biggest pill heads this town has ever seen.
That makes him an authority on the subject.
The country dreads the day when the White House cook finds empty Sterno containers.
Okay, then
and let me tell you something else. There's such a thing as cooking sherry.
Okay,
and
okay.
If your president is getting into that.
Okay, explain to me why my dad quit drinking 25 years ago, no 12-step program, and has never drank again.
Because he died about a year after he quit.
No, he's 75 years old today and sober.
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
Okay, the man asked you a question. Are you going to give him a straight answer?
Yes, I think the man's father is dead.
Well, all right.
Because I don't think you can quit.
You know,
did
this,
you go to AA?
Margaret Gray.
Did you go to AA? Did you go to AA?
I did for about 1 year. And you said that 1 in 300,000 people at AA
will only
be sober. The fact
if
is,
any.
The fact is that 1 in 5 people that walk through the door at AA drink again within their first year.
Did your
don't
father
know what
drink?
The hell you're talking
did your
about.
Father drink?
Pardon me?
Did your father drink perfume, yes or no?
No.
How many bottles of Listerine did he go through in a week?
He didn't.
Will you never mind?
He didn't drink.
So no one in your family drank cologne?
No.
All right, sir, thank you very much. Why do you say that? I mean,
because these hardcore drunks will go for that.
Here is Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
So I'm wondering, what is it that makes Martin Sheen an expert on whether or not George Bush is going to start drinking again?
Are you familiar with Martin Sheen?
That.
Are you familiar with Martin Sheen?
I know who Martin Sheen is. He's an actor.
He's one of our finest actors.
Okay.
He also is a recovering pill abuser. And
okay.
A recovering...
You don't know any of this stuff to be true.
Well, he's a substance abuser of some kind, isn't he?
Oh, isn't he? Are you saying this stuff on my show and you don't know?
Yes, I know that there is something there.
Okay, so he personally knows George Bush, and he knows there's a high percentage of
chance. No, he doesn't know George Bush. It means that Martin Sheen... Oh, you people, you're so young, aren't you? How old are you?
Well, that's really besides
the point,
don't you
think? No, you're really very young, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 28.
You don't even know a little bit about this world yet.
Really?
You have so far to go. That's right.
Okay, well, I don't think the subject matter is about myself.
Let me tell you, a lot of alcoholics wind up drinking Elizabeth Taylor's Diamond Scent.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they do.
You
didn't know that, did you?
You gleaned this information from where?
I happen to know things that you don't know because you're young and a little stupid, and I'm older and I know things.
Oh.
Yes, all right?
I am stupid, yeah,
stupid,
okay.
Huh? All right, thanks for calling. You call people stupid, I'm going to hang up on you, too.
You're giving out a lot of orders.
Yes, I'm giving out a lot of orders. Flint, Michigan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, folks.
Yes, sir.
My comment is real simple, that your guest and Martin Sheen both are really not qualified to render any kind of value judgments as to whether or not George Bush
is doing anything. Did you see Apocalypse Now?
Absolutely, and
right,
I worked in the film industry, and I do know, Mr. Sheen.
Did you see Sweet Hostage with Linda Blair?
No, I did not.
Well, then how do you know?
I don't know the relevance
of your
question.
What's that got to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know the relevance of your question.
He's not familiar with Marty Sheen at all.
Oh, I'm very familiar with him.
You
worked in
Hollywood. You didn't see Sweet Hostage with Linda Blair, some of the finest acting you'll ever see.
Ma'am, there's a lot of movies I've never seen, but that does not disqualify my comment. My comment to you is that
Marty Sheen lived from one bottle of Diamond Scent to the next.
As have many of other folks.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily qualify him to render a value judgment of any value.
Are you kidding?
About him.
Oh my God.
I'm dead. I'm
oh, my
serious.
God. Oh, my God. No wonder you're not in the film business anymore.
Ma'am,
you have the guts to say that about Marty Sheen?
Absolutely.
Well, you're in Flint, Michigan. I'm
not making a value judgment about the man himself. I don't know him well enough to make that.
I will tell
you that Martin Sheen, tell you this.
Martin Sheen had a substance abuse problem. Do you know how low a man has to sink before he starts drinking Head and Shoulders? Do you know what that is?
Yes, in fact, it turns out I do. Most of my family are recovering alcoholics.
And they drank Head and Shoulders?
No, but they've come very close.
Head and Shoulders?
Yes, Phil, yes.
I've had folks actually die over the issue of substance abuse. So
well,
I do
if
know
you drink enough Head and Shoulders, you'll die.
The bottom line is,
are you telling me, and I want to be clear, are you saying that Martin Sheen drank Head and Shoulders?
I don't know that for a fact, no.
But
because someone
the fact that you would
like
bring
him,
it up, man, has no relevance.
Someone that looked like him.
Ma'am, you're saying a lot of things as if they were fact when you absolutely have no credibility to do so.
That is very true. It's a very good point, too, sir.
It's a very good point, too, yeah. Look at Phil. These are people...
I don't need your sarcasm, either. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686.
Drink Head and Shoulders and you'll die. You'll die or hiccup bubbles for a week. And all of the people...
I got it. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm just calling, and my comment is this lady is giving all these facts that are not true. What are you basing all this from? People that are alcoholic do not necessarily have to drink Head and Shoulders and have to drink Listerine. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, but you know that there are bums on Skid Row in L.A. that are drinking Prel. They're drinking Prel.
I'm sorry.
Prel?
I'm giving this...
I didn't ask you how you were. I asked you, did you know? What? I'm sorry, dear. We're miscommunicating. What did you say?
You're giving information. You're giving information that is not true.
Yeah, you said that alcoholics drink Prel?
Someone that looks like Martin Sheen was down on Hill Street, downtown
what
L.A.
What does Martin Sheen have anything to do with this?
Oh, my God.
He's just another recovered. Oh, okay,
Martin
he's proud of him because
Martin
he's a recovered alcoholic,
well,
but that doesn't give him any rights.
Rosie O'Donnell and Robert Altman, don't you realize what's happening? We
yes,
lose
I understand
these wonderful people. If we lose,
no.
If we lose Barbara Streisand, we're not losing much. But
see,
Marty Sheen...
Okay, no.
Okay.
Excuse me, would you let me talk?
Herbal Essence is another drink of choice. And I would...
All right, let the lady talk. Go ahead,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, please. She's saying all these... Where does Martin Sheen... He's an actor. He's not going to be the president. We're talking about something totally different.
Well,
I'm
darling,
a Democrat.
The
I
things...
voted for Gore, but I
yes.
could take the fact that Bush is going to win. Okay, who cares if the man has enough willpower... to run for president, he has enough people to vote for him who win.
Well,
he won.
That's true,
I mean,
darling,
just
but,
relax.
That
has
nothing.
Whether he's an alcoholic
think,
or not has nothing to do. Everybody.
Well,
no,
I understand that, but
he
you're Hispanic.
With the intern.
Well,
he
one
has,
of the things
I mean,
that
you has
have
nothing
to,
to do
is,
with it.
One of the things you need to understand is you're Hispanic, right?
That doesn't make any difference. What
well,
does that
the reason,
mean?
Well,
I'm not
well, the
an alcoholic.
Said, well,
nobody in my family is an alcoholic.
That you are. I didn't say that you are. I said that Hispanics do not drink too much.
Actually, you know what?
What Hispanics do is you smoke a lot of rock.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go. There you go. I knew it.
If you strain...
My clients, I have like 50 clients that are Hispanics. There's like 4,000 people in my office.
And they don't drink a lot,
dude.
And they don't drink a lot.
And they're all in there because of alcoholism.
Really?
More than 90% of my cases are dealing with
yeah,
alcoholism.
See?
So
they
don't
smoke a lot of rock.
About.
Oh, they drink too much. And they smoke rock. Well, then that's...
Okay.
Phil, if you strain hairspray through bread...
What the hell? Okay, how do you know? Do you do this? Do you personally do this? Because you know a lot of ways of...
Can I ask you a question?
Obviously.
I have to ask
you
my curiosity is killing me. Is this Rosie Perez?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm not.
All right, if you strain hairspray through bread, it's
you know
a
what?
Lovely
what does that have anything
aperitif.
To do with this? Lady, you're just told
yeah,
you're
you know
too
what?
Old
I think
to even be on a talk show, first of all.
She's freaking
because
nuts.
You're getting all this information that is so fake, and all the viewers are listening to this, and it's all fake. You're
are you sure all the listeners
are
viewing
true.
It? Huh?
You're giving facts that are not true.
You're giving facts that are not true, and you're not, and you haven't said how George Bush is going to have this slip.
Exactly.
You know, the fact is, the guy is sober. He has been sober.
Oh, I see. You're yelling at me again.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying I don't think that you can say the things you're saying, given this man's history.
Can I ask the young lady this?
Yeah.
I was yelled at by Mr. Henry and his male callers. I stood here as a woman alone, taking all this abuse. Where were you? When I needed
I
your
was
help.
Listening to
where
that.
Where were you
and
when
I
could have used
that,
your
but
help?
You don't understand. Yeah, I don't think it's because you don't let people let
you. Weren't there,
tell,
were you?
You don't let people tell you.
So I had men calling me.
Begin to scream at
I had one of the men call me a B-I-T-C-H.
Okay.
I had another man call me a W-I-T-C-H.
Okay, yes, and you're over here accusing
I had another man call me a C-U-N.
Never mind that one.
President. I mean,
know,
you're pointing the finger just the way they're pointing it at you. You're doing it to them. You don't understand
right.
that you're not getting your point across to people. You're just mumbling about that actor, that famous actor. That he's. Who cares if he's a famous actor?
You know something?
I have more credibility
would, you know
than
what
he
I need?
Does because
I need to just relax.
To the alcohol concert.
I think I'll sit down with a big glass of hairspray.
You know what?
And
I think,
okay,
I think
that's,
you are very alcoholic.
I agree.
I think
she is an alcoholic. She's had DUIs. She's had DUIs, I can tell
yes.
you. Thank you very much, ma'am.
She's the one that has the problem.
Thank you very, very much
okay.
for your call this afternoon.
And have you ever sprayed paint into a bag and put it up to your face? It makes
hey,
for a good
no,
afternoon
I
nap.
Am not an alcoholic.
Okay, that's great.
Drink.
Thank you very much. See you on. We'll see Margaret on Cops. Staggering outside of her house with like silver paint around her mouth. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. Just got a really great website here from Craig Taylor, ErniesHouseOfWhoopAss.com. You got to go there. And apparently they've got a section where there's some really cool Yiddish curse words. Anyway. Also would like to thank the very fine people at Chaminade High School for inviting me and Mike Reagan to be the whatever the hell we were. I think we were guests of honor at their golf tournament today at the Woodland Hills Country Club. Very nice joint. Beautiful looking place. I stood there. I didn't golf. I just stood there, drank coffee, and talked to Ev and all of the fine people over there. Anyway, thanks for the invite, you guys. And one of the gentlemen that I met there, Tim McCarron, had a bottle of wine. He took a bottle and he etched the Phil Henry Show name into the bottle and etched in a caricature of me So it's like a bottle of red wine with my face on it, speaking of alcoholics and problem drinkers. So we just get done talking about George Bush, and maybe he's got white-knuckle sobriety going there. And there's Phil Henry with a bottle of Red Eye with my name and my picture on it. And I'm going to take the kids to see The Grinch, this new Jim Carrey movie, because I suddenly realized it's for kids. It ain't for me. My wife and I were saying, oh, why do we want to go see a Jim Carrey movie where he's in very heavy makeup? And this was a discussion of very adult nature at a friend's house the other night. Why Jim Carrey is doing this movie? Like, I said, the movie ain't for us. It's for little tiny kids. So we'll take the little ones to go see that. And then I also just wanted to mention that our CD is on sale, the Best of the Phil Henry Show, number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD. You can order by calling 877-616-7445. It's $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, payment methods, Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. And we will be having a CD sale and signing a few days before Christmas. We'll announce the location. We already know where we're going to be, but we'll make it an extra special little announcement for you. And if you'd like for me to come out and sign the CD, autograph it for you, if you want to give it to somebody as a Christmas present, I'm really happy to do that. And we'll tell you where we're going to have our initial CD signing. And it'll be just a few days before Christmas. But right now, you can pick up the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 album, 877-616-7445, $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, Visa, MasterCard, and check. Fast, courteous, and professional staff will take all of your orders. And as far as this election goes, I don't know. But I will tell you this, like I said at the beginning of the show, I don't know what the hell is making Wall Street so nervous. It's just it's the most, you talk about an imperfect science, Wall Street. Bunch of guys just getting nervous about nothing. Next thing you know, everything's going into the tank. It went down 85 points today. I don't know, not that it means anything to me, because I don't own any stocks. Well, I do have my little money market fund. But other than that, and I made money on it. And I'm still making money on it, and the stock market's going to the tank. I don't know. I just throw dice. I throw a dart at a board, something. But this election, I saw Gore today, and he was saying, well, this is not about, you know, this or that. And he had that smile on his face. He was smiling. And we're going to go through the process and everything else. And Taylor said it. He said it very well. He looks like he's whacked out of his skull on something. Forget about George Bush. Did you see Gore today? Did you see that, Jeff? He's talking to the press, and he had this half-lidded expression with a half-smile on his face, and he's like some guy you used to see at parties coming up to you and saying, just don't talk to me, man. I just took the funniest-looking pill. Get out of here. Don't hurt me. You know, you're going, God, have you got a ride home tonight, man? Whatever. You know, he can't see you. He can't see anything. He just sees all those things that he's seeing. That's exactly the way Gore looked. Now I got a friend of mine calls me, by the way, Friday night after everything that I said. And guess what he says to me? Phil, you're a Republican in denial. You're really a Republican in denial. I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I always have been a Democrat. I always will be a Democrat. I wouldn't vote for a Republican if he was gold-plated. I'm just telling you, I'm being honest with you, that Gore looks like a moron and isn't conducting himself as an idiot. Other than that, he's fine. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.